Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. We will go through the daf first, and then I would like to focus on Muflis Samach Le'ish, which is the more complicated part here of the sugya. Hakol Marichin La'asui Mai. What is Hakol Marichin coming to include? It says the Gemara La'asui Muflis Samach Le'ish. It's coming to include a mufla samuch li'ish. Mufla samuch li'ish, by definition, means somebody who has reached an age which is close to godless. It's close. He's not there yet, but he's close to godless. We'll see that the name actually reflects a lot of what the logic behind why it works. But Rashi goes and he teaches Muflo Samach Le'ish Ben Yud Bei Shonim V'yem Echad Shehu Samach Le'ish. He's close to being a man. However, he's not yet Ve'eino Yish. Again, Rashi seems to be emphasizing that there's something about his age that he's close to being a godless. Godless, we would think, anyway, is something which either you got it or you don't. You know, kazayis and matzah. Either it's a kazayis or it's not a kazayis. See, only got something close to being a kazayis doesn't help you all that much. You need to have a kazayis. So, you need to have an age of 13. If you're not 13, you didn't make it. You're cutting. Now, if it works, you'd think it works for a new reason. But Rashi seems to teach that it's working because it's close. It's samuch legadlus. It's close to being a godel. We'll see why that is. The Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah Nerochim, La'asuyei Mai, what is that coming to include? It says the Gemara, it's coming to include Menuval u'mukashchin. You may think of Menuval and u'mukashchin, which are not sellable avodim, so therefore there is no market value for a Menuval and u'mukashchin. So I would say similarly, there's no erichin by him. Even though erichin is a flat rate, but since there's a hekesh between the dorim and erichin, I would think it goes together. Anybody who has value, yeshne berichin, somebody who doesn't have a market value, ene berichin kamash malon, it says nefoshois. Called who? Anybody who's a nefesh, who's a living thing, is inclusive in the parash of Erech. Noidrim said also Hakol Noidrim Lasuye Mai. Says the Gemara Nidorim Itzrichlei. It says it because of Nidorim. Nidorim Lasuye Mai. So what's Nidorim coming to include? Nidorim is the subject that you're evaluating. Ilasuye Tumtum Vandreganis. We said it in the Mishnah clearly. Behedik toni lu. V'ilasuye chereshei devakotin. Coming to include a chereshei devakotin. Also behedik toni lu. Says it in the Mishnah. That a chereshei devakotin has earth. Has a neder. So what's it coming to include? Lasuye pochos mi ben chodesh. Erechin, there is no erechin for less than a ben chodesh. But if you make an evaluation, you have to pay the evaluation. Says the Gemara, that's also behedik tanilu. There's a Mishnah on Daf Hey that says that if you're noider, that you will give the value of a less than a 30-day-old child, you got to pay it. So what's it coming to include? V'ilasuyev kechomim a goy also behedik tanilu. It also says it in the Mishnah. So what's being included? It says the Gemara lo'olam lasuyev pochos mi ben chodesh. We go back to our original time. And the pochos mi ben chodesh is toni v'hod mefarish. Later on, the Mishnah will explain the pratim of a child less than 30 days old, but our Tana wanted to include it. Why is this different than the other things that k'toni luhu? So Rashi explains in one of the Lashonis here that pochos mi lamed is actually a machloikis, whether there's a neder for him, and therefore there was a reason for our Tana to include it. It's different than all the other cases, but there's no machlokes. That's how Rashi explains. Okay, so let's go back to Mufla. Mufla Samach Leish is something which the Gemara holds is included in the first part of our Mishnah when it says Hakol Marichim. Hakol Marichim is coming to include a Mufla Samach Leish. So there's a basic question on what does that mean, practically speaking. The example would be, somebody's less than Bar Mitzvah, he gets up, and he says, Erki Eli. That would be what you would think the Gemara is talking about. The problem with learning it that simply is that a child below the age of Bar Mitzvah is not a Bar Chiyuva. He's not somebody that's chayiv in any mitzvah, be'etzim. He's not a Bar Chiyuva. If he's not a Bar Chiyuva, how do we practicalize this obligation? He comes, he says, Erki Eli. Okay, Mazel Tov. Now what? Now what are you going to do to him? Now what's step two? What is the next step? Next step is, by every case of Erichin, you go to the guy, you say, you got to pay. The cotton says, I'm a cotton. Can't be Machayiv me to pay. So it doesn't seem to have a relevance by Erichin. Now you'll ask me in the Dorim, the classic example of Mufla Samach Leish is a neder. He gets up and he says that this sefer of mine, I'm asering on you. The neder is chal. You cannot use the sefer. Okay? The katan himself, with regard to himself, doesn't have any relevance, the fact that the neder was chal, because he's not a bar chiyuva. So the neder is chal. So what? The neder being chal only has relevance in as much that there are halachas. But a katan is not a bar chiyuva at all. He's not a bar chiyuva. So by a neder, we can at least say, well, it's in relationship to other people. If the katan makes a neder on his nechasim, so in its relationship to other people, they can't use it. The katan got up, he said, my house is also on you. Okay, so now the katan created an isser on the house, and other people that are bar mitzvah are not allowed to go into the house. That's the difference. That's what occurred. But when you're dealing a chiv, which relates to the katan himself, doesn't seem to be relevant. The Gemara, we'll get this in a second. The Gemara Nida, in the sugya of Mufla Samach Leish, has two approaches. One approach, the Gemara in fact wants to say, that a Mufla Samach Leish, he's a gadol. In regarding Nidorim, he's like we're put on a new hat. You know, as far as all mitzvahs, he's a katan. He can eat chazer, midaraisa, he can go to McDonald's, midaraisa. No issue, he can go into McDonald's, right? You're not allowed to give it to him, be a dayim. But he on his own has no mechitza between him and McDonald's, right? But by Nidorim, Rav Huna makes it simple. He basically says, listen, there's Taryag mitzvahs. Taryag mitzvahs don't apply to a katan, but Nidorim does. Now the full impact of Nidorim relates to a katan. That means if a katan makes a neder, he is not allowed to go against his neder. If he goes against his own neder, Rav Huna says he'll get malchus. He himself will get malchus. So according to Rav Huna, we don't have much of an issue. It's very simple. When it comes to Nidorim, a katan is viewed as a gadol. Basically, you can make a suddas bar mitzvah. You could, when a katan reaches the age of 12, and he understands what a neder is, you can make a suddas bar mitzvah. L'gabi nedorim, you're a bar mitzvah bocher. Mazel tov, you became a bar mitzvah. Okay? But that's Rav Huna. We don't paskin like Rav Huna. We paskin that the katan himself is not b'bal yachal. The katan himself, because he's not bar mitzvah. So the only thing that happens is the neder is chal l'gabi other people. So dealing here with Erichin, it doesn't make sense. Because dealing with Erichin, it's neged to him. He has to pay. Now Shmuel Ber is asking, why doesn't his father have to pay? A father has no obligation to pay his kids' chayvus. No such obligation. Tuition is a father's obligation. Als filimadeh de moishem es b'neichem. But a father doesn't, if a katan is mazik, the father doesn't have to pay for damages. That's the mishnah we had in Bava Kama. Cher sheteh v'katan. Pegiyosan ro. Because if they cause damages, it's... Can't go to nobody. Can't go to the cotton. He's a cotton. Can't go to the father because the father has no relationship. In monetary issues, the father has no relationship. My son makes a neder, I don't have to take care of it. It's his neder. And he doesn't have to take care of it because he's a kohen. Doesn't. So the whole sugya is a plea. And this is the minchas chinuch that I asked you to look up in Mitzvah Shinnun, where the minchas chinuch presents this problem. He says he doesn't understand. Now, we would have been able to get around this problem using different approaches, but the Rambam sort of pulled the rug under our feet that we have problems. We have tzoras here. The Minchas Chinuch here is found in Mitzvah Shinnun, and the Minchas Chinuch says that we don't got it on the paper here. We need the beginning of the Minchas Chinuch as well. Anyway, so the simple way to learn would be that possibly when we say that the Erechin is Chal, Shkech, all it really means is that it's Chal, which means we can't go to the Kotten and tell him to give it. There's nobody home. The Kotten made a Chiyav Erechin, he's not Chayav. Okay? But it's still potentially an Adov. So if the Kotten will come in and give us the Erech, he'll give us the money, that money will be Kaddish. So all it is, the Sugya is only saying that if the Kotten decides to give Erechin, it works. That's all the Gemara means. Witaka can't go after the cotton. There's nobody home. We can't go after the cotton because he's not a Bar Chiyuva. So all the Gemara really means is that if the cotton gets up and he says, I'm going to give an Erech, so it works. And if he so decides to do it, it's effective. And that's what the Minchas Chinuch here presents in Mitzvah Shinnun as a possibility of what can be, how we can learn this issue. He says, he brings down the din of Muflis Samach Le'ish, and he says that we could say, Avol b'Muflis Samach Le'ish, Harei ha'erech sheloi osur b'hanoah. That's the lashon of the Minchas Chinuch. The erech that the cotton gives us is osur b'hanoah. If the cotton wouldn't be in the parasha of erechin, and he came to Hektish and he gave them the erech, it would be chum. It would be hefker. Nothing happened. But now that the cotton can create Erechim, if he so decides to present Hekdesh with the Erechim, it's Erechim. And it's also Ba'anoi. But the Minchas Chinuch points out, Aval Ayin Beloshon HaRambam. He says, the Rambam states, Koton Sheherich Oy Neder, Chayev L'Shalem, Sha'arei Nedorov Kayomi. The Rambam says black and white, that there's an obligation. So the Rambam learns our Gemara, that our Gemara is not saying there's a volunteer option. Our Gemara is saying there's an obligatory thing. And I have to tell you that I really think the Rambam is poshut. I'm not saying we understand it yet, but I think the Minchas Chinuch, the way he's trying to simplify it, actually complicates it. Because where do we find a parsha in the Torah about volunteer erechim? Doesn't exist. The Torah only gave us a parshas erechin of chiyuv. So if you're going to tell me that a muflis samach leish cannot create a chiyuv erechin, who says it works at all? We have no pasuk. There's no pasuk in the parsha of erechin that invites the cotton in. We're taking the fact that a cotton could normally make a neder and activate, so it works by erechin also. That only makes sense if he could create an obligation. Minchas Chinuch wants to be very powerful. You know what? All it really means is that the cotton can volunteer erechin. Where would that come from? There's no source to that. There's no source to volunteer erechin. If Mufla Samach Le'ish would have been in the parasha of erechin, then I would accept that. There'd be a parasha in the Torah, parasha's erechin, and the Torah would say a cotton can do it. Okay, I accept. But there is no parasha in erechin. There's a ribui by Nedorim that a cotton can create a neder for other people. So now what are we saying? We're saying just like a cotton could create a neder for other people, He can create Erech, and who says that such a thing even works? Erech, and we only find when it's attached to an obligation. Who says that there can be a option of volunteer Erech? I believe that's what brought the Rambam to say, based on our Gemara, it must be that a Kotan can create an obligatory Erech. Because that's the only kind of Erech that we know exists. And that's why the Rambam learned the sugi, I believe, Kipshuta. That doesn't take care of the problem. Okay? But at least we understand the Rambam's thinking. Now we have to understand, if we're learning our sugi the way the Rambam is learning, which is that our Mishnah is stating that a Kotan who makes an Erech and has to give it, we have to somehow rectify that with the idea that he's only a Kotan. And he's not a Bar Chiyuva, normally. He is not a Bar Chiyuva. Why over here would he be a Bar Chiyuva? That's the problem. Even in the parish of Nedorim, he's not called a Bar Chiyuva. Why over here would he be called a Bar Chiyuva? That's the problem. He doesn't have to do nothing. He doesn't need nothing. Why do you need to redeem something? Why do you have to redeem a Bechol? No. Because he's a mitzvah. What does he belong to the Kohen? Could the Kohen come to my house and take my kid? Let's say I don't do Pidyon HaBen. The Kohen comes to my house and takes my kid. And goes home. He's a kidnapper. Even according to Meseches Becheiros, he's a kidnapper. You can call the cops. Or your local Bezin. I'm not saying you should call the cops. But if the Bezin can't take care of it, I suggest you call the cops. He's a kidnapper. There's a mitzvah called mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. If a shegetz has a b'chor from a Jewish woman, so the Gemara in B'choris talks about the chi of Pidyon HaBen, the Gemara even talks about an akum shabar baslevi. So then the father doesn't have to redeem him. Even if there would be a chi of Pidyon HaBen, it's only on the boy. He's a Jewish boy. When he gets older, when he becomes a gadol, he will then become chayiv to redeem himself. Father, the reason why a father has to redeem his son is because the Torah gave him a mitzvah to do so. That's all. So, it's very, the Rambam, I believe that the Rambam's pshat is muchach, but I think it's difficult. The Minchas Chinuch is telling us a simple way to learn, but it doesn't work. Because there is no such thing as volunteer erech. It doesn't exist. And the Gemara has no mucker. You can't use the Mishnah as a mucker. The Mishnah needs a mucker. The Mishnah can't just decide randomly that there's erechin by a cotton volunteer package, LX package, volunteer package. There's one type of erechin, that's all. So there has to be an approach here to understand it. Well, it could be, there is a ragged shavah I wasn't going to go into, but now that you raised it, you're not giving us a choice. And I thank you for that. I'm not the chas v'shalom. The Ragat Shover says a Chiddush Din. The Ragat Shover in the Sefer Tzofnes Paneach al Rambam. The Ragat Shover says that when you make an Erechin, the Erechin is not something which has to be Chal at that moment. It is a continuous obligation. It's like every day you wake up, you're slapped with your Chiv of Erechin. It's not like it's a one-time thing that's Chal on me. If I made the Erechin 5 o'clock Tuesday, that's when it's chal on me. No, you make it 5 o'clock Tuesday, it stays with you Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The Sibas Achiv is always there. It's almost like regenerates itself. The cells, the Erechin cells regenerate. And the Achiv keeps on coming back. It's like Rav Shimon Shkop's Kedushin. That, you know, the Kedushin keep on going. You know, he told Reb Chaim this Chiddush. Reb Chaim gave him a Mazel Tov that he just got married. He said, oh, Mazel Tov. So the same Yisoid, the Ragat Shover, wants to say an Erechim. So A, it's debatable. It's debatable because one can easily say that every obligation has to be able to date back to when it was created. And if at the time of creation it couldn't create an obligation, it can't all of a sudden, 6 years later, or in this case a year later, trigger an obligation. It's debatable. But Reb Chaim holds that way, and clearly the way we explained Erechin, it tolerates such a pshat, because we explained Erechin as actually like a kedusha,
That's chal. So one could say, as long as the kedusha is there, it has to be when the time will call, it has to be called in. So if we accept the Ragachev's way of thinking, which is that when a cotton makes the erichin as a cotton, at that time no obligation happens. But later, as he becomes a gadol, then the obligation will be chal. So even if we accept it, I don't think that the Lashon HaRambam really accommodates that pshat that well. Because the Rambam's derech in the Mishnah Torah is that he tells you halacha clearly. He would say, like by Nezikin, let's say, so if you're mazik, higdilu chayovim l'shalim. He would then qualify that the obligation is not for now. The obligation is later. If you look at the Lashon HaRambam in Erechin, he says that koton shehigia le'onas nedorim, a cotton that reached the age of onas nedorim, the herich oinoda, chayov l'shalim, he has to pay. Sha'arei nedorov kayomim, because the neder works, kimoi shebiyanu b'hilchas nedorim, the way we explained in Hilchas Nedorim. Okay? So the Rambam doesn't say chayev l'shalom l'kshayagdil. The Rambam says chayev l'shalom, he equates it to Nedorim. He says, since the neder is chal, the erichin is chal. So again, I don't know that it's so poshut what the Ragashev is saying, and even if it would be poshut, it still does not fit poshut in the Lashon HaRambam. If there's no choice, we would learn that way, but I think that we have to analyze this Muful Samach Leish better to get a better understanding. The Reb David Salvechik, so Zayin Gizun, brings down from his father that the Brisker Rav was also bothered by this problem of Muflis Samach Leish. That how does this obligation occur? Anyway, he just alludes to the Rambam Shita. So now, I want to analyze here another point. If you look at Rashi, Rashi makes a very interesting statement. Rashi says, by Muflis Samach Leish, he says as follows, Ben Yud Bei Shana V'yei Mechot, Sheu Samach Leish, he's almost a Gadol, however, he's not yet, V'ein Leish, Ad Sheyov Yish Tei Saras, till he brings two hairs. Umufla korile, why do we call it a mufla? Al shem shaboit kimoisei. Im yodei al haflois lefarish minada. So Rashi says that the only thing this youngster is waiting for is two saras. Once he brings two saras, he's a god. The obvious question is, that's not true. If you bring two saras before the age of bar mitzvah, that doesn't help you. That doesn't help. So what does Rashi even mean? That the only thing this child is waiting for are the two hairs, the two saras. It doesn't read. That's why if you look on the side, some change the girsa, because they have a problem with this girsa. If you look at the turn to the Rashash, what? Correct. So why does Rashi state? Rashi says he's 12. He's 12. And he says he's 12. Shehu samuch liish, ve'eino iish, ad sheyov yish tei saras. He's presenting what problem the mufla samuch liish has. Why is the mufla only samuch liish? Why is he ish? Because he's missing his hairs. That's not what he's missing. He's missing everything. He's missing age. But Rashi seems to be saying that the only thing this youngster is missing is his saras. So mashma, if you had a mufla samach leish with saras, mazal tov, he's a gadol. That's not true. So if you look at the Rashash asks this question. Ben Yud Bei Shana V'yemecher, it's right in the beginning of the Masechta, in the Rashash, in the Shas Vilna, it's on Lamatez. Lufi Atoy says, Yom Tifo Yagir Se Ben Yud Gimel. He says, 13, he says, then I understand it. Because some learn that Muflis Samach Leish, that is the only problem he has. He really is 13 already. The only thing he's missing is his hairs. So that's why then it would make a lot of sense. Every muflis samach liish is missing one criteria. Hairs, because he's already 13. Not a problem. The problem is that Rashi Shita, and most of the Rishonim, is that he's a 12-year-old. Rashi states it. Ben Yud Bei Shonim. So if that's the case, he's not just missing his hairs. He says, V'lochein ha'goas ha'toysis yomtev ba'arav, Ben Yud Beis, Einoi Nirim. He says, I can't accept this girsa in Rashi. Now, I don't know exactly what the Rashash gained. The Rashash L'chora wants to manipulate this Rashi and say, maybe we put the girsa in Rashi, Ben Yud Gimel Shonim V'yemech. So then we'll make Rashi very nicely. Rashi would be like the Rambam. We're talking about a 13-year-old. And the only thing he's missing is his hairs. I don't know what the Rashash gained, because even if we manipulate this Rashi, Rashi Shit in Shas is that Mufla Samach Lish is 12. So we can't run away. There's nothing to run away from. You can't run away from Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is that Mufla Samach Lish is 12. Sorry. Yeah. Then you don't have a problem. You erase it completely. Correct. But if he's for Nadarm, you don't need the hairs. For Nadarm, every 12-year-old, his nether is checked. If he knows what he's doing, the nether works. If Rashi's talking about Nadarm, you don't need the hairs. If Rashi's talking about general godless, the hairs don't help you. So it's like a Mamonavshach. So again, so the way the Rashash learns, extremely difficult. Now, it's to compact the difficulty, is that if we were to accept the Rashash's pshat, it would make it actually worse. Why? Because the Ketzos has a fascinating idea in his Sefer Shev Shmeitzer. Fascinating thought. He wants to say that if you had a 13-year-old that didn't bring hairs, he's actually worse than a 12-year-old that didn't bring hairs. It is? A 12-year-old that didn't bring Saras, his nether works, because he has this new din of Mufla Samach Lish. But the Ketzos wants to say that a 13-year-old that didn't bring hairs, he's not in good shape. Why? Listen to Yitzchak. He says, really, no. He's a Mufla till he's a Godel. He's more than 12 and he's not yet a Godel. He has a different chab. He says, really, Mufla Samach Le'ish at its very most extends to a year to 12, according to all these Rishonim. 12, right? But when a child is 12, he may be more than a year before his Bar Mitzvah. We don't know. Baruch Hashem, most Bar Mitzvah Bochrim become Bar Mitzvah. 13, they have Saras. Everything is gesund, and you get a mazel tov, right? If a boy reaches 13 and for some reason doesn't bring Saras, he's still a cotton, right? So every mufla samach liish, right, the only reason why his nether is a nether is because there's a chazokah that when he will turn 13, he will produce Saras. He'll be like every other healthy boy, and at 13, we will see a fully matured young man with halachically matured. In other ways, loved Africa. Yeah? But halachically. Yeah? So, Zok the Shmeitzer, says the Shmeitzer, but the person already reached the age 13 and he didn't bring Saras. See, he's anyway a Yotze Dofen. You can't say, well, this kid has a chazaka that when he's 13, so now what do you want to tell me? Well, by 14 he'll bring Saras. Who says? There's no other Gvul. There's no other boundary where we can say, oh, he'll bring it by then. 13 is the time when we say there's a chazokah, you bring hairs. By 13, the boy has hairs. Now, if by 13 he doesn't have hairs, there's no chazokah at 14 he'll have hairs. We don't know. Now it's a question mark. The milestone of 13 was passed. Uneventful. If that milestone changed, that's it. There's another milestone called 20, whatever. There's other milestones in halacha. But the 13 one was passed. Says the Shmeitzer, now, if he makes a nether, he has a cheskes heter. It won't be chal. Because really, every 12-year-old when he makes a neder, why don't we say, well, he has a cheskes katan. He's young now. Why are we assuming he'll be a gadol when he's in a year from now? The Torah says there's a chazok he'll be a gadol in a year from now. But if this guy already passed that time, and he didn't become a gadol, so he's now, he's back to zero. He's like an 11-year-old. So by changing the gils in Rashi, you may actually make it worse, potentially, according to the Shmaitz. So the Shmaitz says like this, Ben Yud Gimul Shana, Nidorov Nivdoki, we check his nether, Mishum de Talinon de Mistome Yovi Saaris, Yud Gimul Shana. He will probably bring hairs at age 13. Avul Ben Yud Gimul Shana, Shalei Hevishtei Saaris. Afilu Yedea L'Shem Manoda, says the Ketzes, even if he knows what he's made the nether for, doesn't make a difference. Su lespe chazoka sheyovi saras. He doesn't have any kind of specific chazoka. Umisveke moikmina nadovo becheska seder. Okay? We will be moikim him in a cheska seder. And in fact, the Shmaitza learns that's what coerced most of the Rishonim to learn that we're talking about a 12-year-old who didn't bring hairs. Because a 13-year-old without hairs would be worse. A 12-year-old without hairs has potential to be a good one a year from now. So we not only don't we gain much with the Rashash's Girsa, according to Shitas Rashi, we're just setting ourselves backwards. We're going backwards. The Shaila is, how can we get out of this Indian here? Unless we accept the Ragachover's approach, that our whole sugi is only talking about a futuristic obligation. Right now there's no obligation. Later on he'll become a girdle, he'll have to deal with it. That's what it means. So again, like I said, it's not meduyik, clearly not meduyik in the Rambam, and therefore I would rather come up with some kind of approach that would explain the Shitas Rambam as well. Because that's not what chayev means. Why is it fair to say chayev doesn't mean chayev? Because that's not what it means. But he's not chayev now. That would be the case, Lazer, that would be the case thing in life. Any abul, if a cotton breaks your window, why does the Rambam say chayev chayev l'shalom l'kshayigdal? Or Evet Shenishtachar. You know, listen to what I'm saying? You have an Evet. An Evet is Mazik you, an Ish is Mazik you. So the Aloch is Chayev L'Shalim L'Kshayishtachar. Or Chayev the Ish is Chayev to pay L'Kshayishtachar. Why does the Rambam say Chayev? Because Lamaisa, no question, if the woman pays you now, she doesn't have to pay you again when she gets divorced. There is no Chayev now. But if she pays you somehow, somebody gives her money, Amenashe and Labaila for Shuspa. Yeah? If anything, Lazer, there would be more of a sforah to say chayiv. Because if somehow the woman gets a hold of money right now, she's taka chayiv to pay you. The cotton can have $10 billion in the bank. He doesn't have to pay now. Right? Over there by the Isha, she's taka chayiv now if she had money. She just doesn't. If she got a hold of money and she pays you now, it's clean. So, same thing. So the Lashon HaRambam is clearly not Mashman. Again, the problem with the Ragachov's approach is it's also, in logically, not so poshut. Because if you can't be Mechayev yourself, you can't be Mechayev yourself. So it should be, just like we're saying, the Minchas Chinuch's Pshat, what does Minchas Chinuch hold? Minchas Chinuch hold is voluntary. So that's difficult because there's no such thing as voluntary erichin. The Ragachov is also a chiddush. The Ragachov is saying there's such a thing as voluntary erichin that will later turn into obligation. Not so pashut. It's not like Aleph Beis. It's possible. It's not so pashut. So I want to tell you there's a very, very difficult riff. Very difficult riff. It's found in Meseches Yumeh. And it's quoted by many of the Gedolei Achronim. And the Rosh, actually, in the eighth parak in Yuma, the Rosh brings down the Shittas Rif, and he schwitzes on it. He really works hard on this Rif. The Rif says that in Yuma, the eighth parak in Yuma, the Rosh brings it down in Simen Yud Beis, in Meseches Yuma, parak Yom HaKippurim. The Rif says, Yud Beis Shonim, so a child that reaches 12, we know he's supposed to fast for Yom Kippur. Says the Rif, Mashlim Tanisoy B'Yom HaKippurim Midoraisa. Unbelievable Chiddush. The child, when he reaches the age of 12, that Dindoraisa, that he has to finish up the fast. So what does that mean? How could there be a Doraisa obligation? So the Taka, the Rosh over there in Yuma, tries to make heads and tails of the Shita Zerif. It's a tremendous Chiddush to Rif. But that's his Lashon. Now, again, I pointed out to you that Rashi in our Sugya also uses a strange Lashon, that he's somuchli, he's close to becoming old. He's somuch, he's getting there, he's almost there. If you look in the Rabbeinu Gershon, you see a very interesting Lashon. He stresses the fact that they're almost there. La'asuyei mufla ha'samuch li'ish, says the Rabbeinu Gershon, Hainu tinoik ben shteim esrei shana, v'tinoikos bas yud alef shana, shesmuchim le'mitzvahis. They're almost there. What does that even mean? As far as we know, halachically speaking, a child that's 12 years and 353 days old is as far away from doing a mitzvah as a one-year-old. I mean, there's chinuch, which in Mitzvah Shem next week will go into the union of chinuch. That's the next sugya on Amud Beis, the whole sugya of chinuch. So there we'll see exactly who the obligation of chinuch is, midrabbonim. Is it on the cotton? Is it on the father? Is it on both? It's a very fascinating sugya. But midaraisa, a child, l'chor, 12 years old and 353 days, is as far away from a mitzvah as a one-year-old. It's not close to doing a mitzvah. I mean, he's a day away, but halachically, there's no difference between a day and 13 years. It's the same thing. That doesn't trigger an obligation. The fact that I'm almost there, that doesn't work. There are rishonim who hold you need me'ez leis. There are rishonim who hold that if a baby was born at 453, and you're davening at 450, you can't be mitzarefim for a minyan, because he's not there yet. He's 450. It doesn't matter. It's not 453. So that's a different halacha. My mahalach with time fits much better with the way we paskin, that it goes by the day. I can't deal with the minutes that don't work by me. I'm potter from Zman Gromit. But Lamai says, so what I want to tell you, I think, what we see here, I think it's protruding, actually, from the sugya. I think it's like this. And I think this will give us a clarity in our sugya. And it also will give us clarity in many other sugyas relating to momentous ideas, momentous concepts. There's a whole sugya where the Gemara discusses whether a person is allowed to save his life using other people's money. And Lamaisa, it's a shaila had a paskin, if you're allowed to save your life with somebody else's moment. There's actually a Ramban in Meseches Ksubis on Daf Yotes that's mashma that there may actually be din of Yahara Gval Yavo, not to steal somebody else's money. You know, you have to give up your life not to steal somebody else's money. So we tried to, when we learned the sugya, we tried to get some clarity in that sugya. Gezeila is not from the Gimel Averis. Gezeila is not from the Averis that a Yid has to give up his life. So how could any Rishonim hold, that a person has to give up his life not to steal? It's a Pelet Gezach. Why shouldn't you be like, I'm hungry, my friend has some, why can I steal it? The sugya Bava Metzia, if you have one container of water, so who drinks it? The owner of it or the other guy? Now, is the other guy allowed to steal the container of water? He's not allowed to steal the container of water. You could say it's the pikuach nefesh of the other guy, my chozis, that your blood is better than the other guy. So the explanation I gave, I think, is very simple. I consider it very, very simple. There are certain things that the seichel is machayev, have to be halacha. The Gemara sometimes says, lomali kro svore. It's a svore. Sometimes there's a svore that's so strong that the svore alone creates halacha. The Avnei Nezer in his Tshuvas actually says that shvur, the idea that you have to keep your word, we find before Matan Torah. Now the next couple of parashiyos, shvurs all the time. Avram with Avimelech, Yaakov and Esav, shvurs are being made left and right. So the Avnei Nezer says, what does a shvur do if there's no, Matan Torah wasn't given yet. Matan Torah wasn't given yet, so why do you have to keep a shvur? He says shvur is logical. He says, it's logic dictates you have to keep your word. You're not going to be Chayv Malkus until the Torah came, but it's within the framework of Seichel. The Mishnah Malach has this kasha. We say, you have to keep the whole Torah, because Mushbavoyim at Me'al Sinai. What do you mean? But without Al Sinai, I don't have to keep my Shvur. You tell me, I have to keep the whole Torah because there's a Shvur that obligates me. But the Shvur is part of Mount Torah. So what obligates me to keep that shvur? The initial shvur. So the Avnei Nezer says that there's a, before Matan Torah, there was a din to keep your word. Seichel is machayev. But I think he much stronger than his svara is a svara that a person is only allowed to do something with what's their own. I don't have bailus on your thing. So in other words, when can I have a shaila? Is asay doicha loisa say? Is pikuach nefesh doicha? Is it not doicha? If it's my domain, now I want to know, b'nodem l'mokem, does the Rabbanu Shalom want me better to preserve my life and be over the issue? Or does the Rabbanu Shalom rather I give up my life? That's the only thing I have to deal with. When you're dealing with gezel, it's not mine. It's not my decision. Yena's money is not mine. It's not just a question of, it's not in my domain to make a decision over. That's the pshat in the Mandoma who says, also lahatzel atzmoi b'momen chaveira. It's not in your domain, b'chlal. It's not in your domain to make that decision. That type of an iser doesn't get nidche without the other person's green light. Any iser which relates to somebody else's nechosin, it's not yours. Say, well, it's not yours. Not in your domain that you can isolate the shayla only bein adam l'mokim. You don't have a bailus over it. And that's what the Ramban means in Ksubis, that you may potentially have to give up your life not to make a shtar sheker that will make somebody else's money be taken away. That's what the Ramban means. So I want to tell you on the most basic level, even if a katan is not chayiv in mitzvahs, right? If he has money by him that doesn't belong to him, he has no right to hold on to that money. Beis Din has a right to take that money from him. They don't have to come out his chiyuv to take it away from him. It's not his money. The moment doesn't belong to him. The moment is not his moment. He doesn't own that money. Because he created an obligation. Erechin is a chalois. So now there's a Hegdish has a bailus, has a shibur on his nechos. So it's not, Hegdish doesn't have to come and say, well, you know, he's a famous Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has a kasha like this. A guy goes, he borrows $1 million. He puts it in the bank. The guy comes to him when the loan is due. He says, please pay me back. You have my money. Sure, I have your money. Put it into the bank. Actually, I'm making money off your money. That million now is giving me 10%. And I'm going to have 1.1 soon. Could you pay me back, please? Absolutely not. What do you mean? You don't have it? I have it. So Reb Chaim says, approach the kasha. Prius bal choiv mitzvah. Right? A person only has to give a choimish nechosef. So when your million will make me 5, I'll pay you back your million. You get a chap? It's a great chap. I only have to give a fifth of my money for any mitzvah. So what are you telling me? I have a mitzvah to pay you back. So fine, I'll give you a choimish nechosef. Right now, your 1 million made me 100,000. Mitzvah Shem, if things go well, and it'll turn into 5 million, you come back to me then, then I'll give you a chaimish of my money. Actually, I have to buy a sregim and other things. But if there'll be enough left, the chaimish nechosov, you're like anything else. You look like an esrik to me. What do you want to say you're an esrik? Okay, so I'll give you you're an esrik. You're not better than an esrik. I only have to give a chaimish nechosov. It's a great kasha. It's a great brain exercise, because the kasha, I always ask this at Talmidim. And they schwitz, it's a great child. It could be an Elach Yid. I'm an Elach guy. I would pay you back. It's a Siman Shulchan Aruch. Tov Reish Nunvav. You only have to give Chaimish Nechosov. So what's the answer? There's no Loisa say. What's the Loisa say? Prius Bachayv Mitzvah. The Gemara say it's a Loisa say. It's a Mitzvah. Shelly can have $1 million, please. It's a Mitzvah. It's a Ganze Zachatach Mitzvah. Right? So there's a tremendous limitzchus on all money that's due to anybody. If anybody has any chayvus, they should know. It's not so pershit. It's chaymish lechosov. I see Michelle's laughing. Yeah. But the mice, we don't come out like that, Michelle. So Shalos, why not? So there's all different kinds of ways to learn. Reb Chaim had a very interesting brisket chap. But I don't feel you have to come on to that, but I'll tell you what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim says, Prius bal chayv is not a one-time mitzvah. It's a continuous mitzvah. So, you have to give a chaimish lechosov, and then you have to give another chaimish lechosov, and then you have to give another chaimish lechosov, and you have to give another So by the time you're finished, the mitzvah, the only time we say that there's a din that you only have to give a chaimish lechosov is only a one-time mitzvah. But a mitzvah which is constantly regenerating itself, so it eats you dry. But Moshe talks about such a similar svara by Ksiva Sefer Torah. Ksiva Sefer Torah is a one-time mitzvah, or it's a daily mitzvah. But Moshe suggests, if you held that way, maybe you'd have to do it even if it's more than a chaimish nechasev. You'd have to write a Sefer Torah. But I always felt it's very poshut. Chaimish nechasev is only nechasev. This is not nechasev. You have a shiba to me. The money, monetarily, is allocated to me. Then you can't. The only time you could say the esrig doesn't have a shibud on my money, I have a mitzvah to shake an esrig. The esrig doesn't have a shibud on my money, right? The moicher esrigim can't come and take money from me and give me an esrig, right? Bezdin could come to be koy for me to do a mitzvah, but there's no shibud nechasim, right? Whereas actually the ktsois uses this to answer how a koy falat stoker. The Gemara says in Bava Basra and Ksubis, we force people to give tzedakah. The rule is, we can only be koif on a mitzvah, right? We can only be koif on a mitzvah if there's no matan schar betzida. By tzedakah, the Torah wrote matan schar. Shaz, how could you be koif? So the Ktsoi says, well, by tzedakah, there's a shibud nechosim. What does that mean? That means Bezdin has two ways to approach it. You can say you have a chiv to do a mitzvah, or they could say something doesn't belong to you. It's meshubit, it's allocated. It's not yours. If Bezdin is coming to say the money is not yours, then they don't have to come onto the din of koifin ala mitzvah. The money is, so a Baal Chayv, when he comes to collect money from you, he doesn't have to come onto Prius Baal Chayv mitzvah. He says, Mamoni gabach, my money is there. So the shear of 13 is really not relevant to the Chiv Erechim. The Chiv Erechin is using a different channel. It's using a nether channel. And the nether channel, he's a godel in creating a nether. He has a din godel completely. He's not a bar oinshin, but he's a complete godel. And the only reason why we don't give him an oinish is because there's a halacha that even a child that each reaches 13 and is a godel, he doesn't get oinshin until he brings 2 saharas. The saharas show us that oinshin, in order to be punished, it's not enough to be a godel physically, but there's a shear of saharas that have to be brought. A 13-year-old is a godel. As far as das, he's a godel. But he's not a bar oinshin, because there's a criteria of saharas that have to be brought. The reason why mufla samach le'ish doesn't get malchus, the way we hold, is not because there's anything lacking in his nether, but because in order to give oinshin, you need to have a shear of saharas. The saharas only count after 13. If saharas would count after 12, then a mufla samach lish would get einshim also. The only reason why he doesn't get Einshim is because even a Gadol doesn't get Einshim, even when he's matured fully, doesn't get Einshim until he brings Saras. So basically, we have an age of godless for Nedarim, which is 12. We have an age of godless for other mitzvahs, which is 13. And then we have a din for Einshim, you need Saras. Even if you pass the threshold of godless, whether it's 12 for Nedarim, whether it's 13 for other mitzvahs, there's no Einshim until you bring the two Saras. Two Saras is added on to that level. Memela, a nether over here is chal, just like it would be chal by a gadol. He's the same gadol. And therefore, the erichin is chal. If the erichin is chal, it means there's a shibud nechosim. So even though he has no mitzvah to give it, we don't need his mitzvah. I'll give you a dugma. A guy would make erichin and die. Bezdin can also collect the erichin. Why? There's a shibud nechosim. He's a mace, he's potim and a mitzvah, but there's a shibud nechosim. And therefore, there is an absolute obligation outside of the framework of the chiv to give over the erichin. Because he's a mufla. What do you mean, mufla? The Torah said that age 12, you're called a gadol for nedarim. Yeah. No, Rav Huna says you get punished. But you're a gadol. The kasha we had was, yeah, but you're still not a bar chiyuva, so how could the consequences apply to you? That was the whole problem. The whole problem on our sugya is, how can we give the katan consequences? The consequences, we can't give a katan. The teretz is, once we activate the erichin, we don't have to come on to the consequences. The consequences are natural occurrences. Now the money, now hektish, has a shibud of the sheer erichin by the katan. The cotton screaming, I'm not a bar chiyuva. We say, we don't care if you're a bar chiyuva of a nosan. We don't care if you have now an obligation to give the erichin over to us. The fact is you created it. You created a monster. You created a shibud nechasin. Once you've created that, Bezdin doesn't have to go to you now through using your other side. Bezdin doesn't have to use your obligation to give it to Hektish. They don't need that. Happens to be that that normally is existent. Over here, they don't have to use it. They're just using your nether. Your nether activates, you activated Erechin. Once you activated Erechin, Bezdin doesn't have to not koy for you to do your mitzvah. They're coming to take the nechassim that belongs to Hekdesh. You say, Chayovim means has to. Chayovim doesn't mean the Chayovim, Chayiv Misa. What does Chayiv Misa mean? You have to Misa. Chayov and L'shal means they have to pay. They don't have an option. It's not voluntary. It's obligatory. Rambam is, I understand what you're saying. If he would say mitzvah l'em l'shalom, we would have a problem. Chayov means there's no option. They must pay. It's not an option. And it's chal immediately. And if that shibud nechasim would not have been chal, the whole thing would go out the window. Because then everything would have just been bottled. So we're coming out l'maisa that a mufla samachlish. Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll just finish the last piece, how this answers the rif. In Ilchus Yom Kippur, it answers that as well. Now next week, there's a small sugi here of smicha, which we'll talk about briefly, but we're going to go into chinuch next week. So I would ask the oilim to do dav beiz amid beiz until the bottom line, hakol chayovim b'mikra megillah. For the next plot and a half, we're going to be out of the Erichin sector. It's a shas in Yonim, but very interesting in Yonim, so we're going to go through them. So we're going to go until, we're going to do Gimel Amid Beis, and I would ask the Olam to also look up the sugya. This is really the primary sugya of Chinuch. So I would ask the Olam to also look up the sugya in first of all, the Brisker Rav on our Gemara explains why. What does it mean, katan shein tzorach le'imoy? So just look up the Brisker Rav on that. And if you could look up the sugi in Brochus, on daf mem ches amid aleph, on the bottom, there's a machloikis rashi and tesis, how to understand chinuch. If it's on the father, or it's a chiv that's on the son. And the Rambam, there's several Rambams, I'm just going to ask you to look two Rambams up. One Rambam in Perek Hei, Hilchus Brochus, Halacha Tezayin, that's regarding Brichas Hamazon. and the Rambam in Perek Vov Hilchos Sukkah Halacha Aleph. So again, the Rambam, one Rambam is in Perek Hei Hilchos Brachos Halacha Tezayin, and Hilchos Sukkah Perek Vov Halacha Aleph. Have a wonderful week.